yesterday was Terry Henney, our farm director, sales executive.
Yes.
50th anniversary of being with WSGW.
Right here with the radio station. Yeah. Yes, all that time. Right out of college he came here. Of course, he'd worked some radio before that. He worked in radio while he was in college. And before that, when he was still in high school, he worked up at WLEW in Bad Axe.
Wow.
I think he said 6 years. So he's got a lot of years in the business.
Radio is in his blood for sure.
Yeah, 50 years here. And farming. Farming. Along with doing the radio stuff on the side, he's still had an interest in farming over the years, actually doing it.
We wanted to make sure we acknowledged that because it is amazing in any place.
Absolutely.
Any place. Absolutely. But in radio, it's especially impressive.
And if I'm not mistaken, Terry is the only active farm director employed by a radio station in the state of Michigan.
Is that
really?
Right?
And provides here with our bowl of fertile growing ground that we have here in the Saginaw Valley and Thumb. It's really important with what we do here. So, but 50 years, but Terry, we need you for a long time to come.
I'm banking on it.
Yeah,
absolutely.
That got me thinking. So Terry's 50, and Dave, you just recently had
42 years 42 in here.
Yeah, yeah. And I'm looking at just WSGW. I know you're
54 years in radio,
which is impressive, obviously itself. But knowing that 42 again here, so between two people, 92 years.
Yeah,
yeah.
Wow. Art Lewis.
Yeah.
He had a couple of years where he departed but came back, but he's got to be close to 40 here, isn't he?
Yeah, it's over 40.
Okay.
He's probably about the same amount of time because he was here before I came, and then they left for two. So we're probably pretty much in the same ballpark on the amount of time that we've been here.
Ann Williams, do you know?
And it's, oh my gosh. It's
90 is right?
It's over 30 years.
Yeah.
Okay.
Over 30 years. We were still, well, let's put it this way. We had not redone our building yet when Ann was working for us, which is prior to 1988.
Yeah, the building finished completion in early 1990.
Right, and she left for 5 years and worked in television, and then we were only too happy to have her come back to work for us in radio again. So, but she's in the 30-plus range with time here.
Okay.
I just passed 30 myself here.
Mm-hmm.
That's scary. Pat Johnston?
I believe I'm moving on to 14.
Okay.
Yeah, it's amazing how Michael has been here 7 years,
I believe.
And Rick has been here 5 years. So even the newest people have been here, a number of years.
It starts to add up.
Mm-hmm.
And our colleague, of course, good friend Bill Hewitt, who just last year
retired. Yeah,
he had been here for a number of years. So.
Yeah. Many years,
It's just... We are blessed to be with you listeners, and we appreciate your support to make it possible for us to be here for as long as we have been here with you. And hopefully that experience is something that you can depend on, count on, and we think can earn your trust, the things that we do. We don't say that we make mistakes sometimes or sometimes have to correct the things that happen, but we do that willingly and knowingly and acknowledge it.
And as you said last hour, Terry didn't wear it on his sleeve. He didn't say anything about it. We found out that it was a special occasion when edible arrangements arrived with an arrangement for Terry. And so that was a good indicator of, hey, what's this all about? And, oh, well, it's my 50th anniversary, he said.
Yeah, I know.
Off the cuff.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Although we did have a big celebration for him on his 45th year here. His wife Sharon and daughter arranged that, and we had a party out on the patio.
I remember that.
And Terry's longtime clients who have been with him, the first clients he ever signed, a number of them were here at that reception. Dave Wolfile was here, and the late Paul Begick was here, and Paul's current manager was here, and we had just a lot of other people that turned out for that 45th, and now it's the 50th. But with COVID, I guess probably it was difficult to arrange anything right now. But I'll be so happy when all this virtual stuff goes away. I would get back to actually seeing people people and things, yes.
Well, I just want to say congratulations to Terry. And Terry played a pivotal role into why I am here, because I was in Farm Radio, Michigan Farm Radio, and that's how I got to meet Terry Honey back around 2004, 2005. We ran into each other at many meetings, and Terry said, hey, look, if you ever want to leave Farm Radio and come work at WSGW, talk to Dave Maurer. I can get you, you know, at least I can get you a meeting. So, Terry, thank you so very much.
It worked. Yeah, right.
All right, listeners. Well,
hey, Charlie.
you can blame Terry.
either you blame Terry or you thank Terry.
Yeah, right.
I'll leave it up to you.